This Kingdom Will Not Kill Me by Ilona Andrews. Read by Kristen C. Part 1. Bag of Money. Chapter 1. Month of Planter. Day 6. Rain drenched the city, cold and relentless. It leached all color from the medieval-looking buildings, turning the world gray and soaking through the filthy rag in which I had swaddled myself. The sour stench rising from the grimy folds was truly epic. I couldn't feel my toes, and my fingers were going numb. The three-story buildings towered over the alley, like the walls of a stone canyon, boxing me in. Sometime between yesterday evening and this morning, my stomach had turned into a painful bottomless pit. I hadn't eaten in 3 days. I wasn't even shivering anymore. My body didn't have the energy. I checked on my rock again. It lay in a puddle by my feet, a cream-colored chunk of building stone about the size of a large grapefruit. Any bigger, and it would be too hard to grip with one hand. I had found it this morning and carried it through the rain for 2 hours until I found the right bridge. The rock was still there. I touched it with my foot to make sure. It felt solid and real. I peeled myself from the wall and leaned a little to glance out of the alley. In front of me, a narrow stone bridge spanned the width of a rain-swollen river. Another wall of medieval buildings loomed on the other side. Behind them, a tower soared, a spire rising at least 600 feet, silhouetted against the storm-choked sky and topped by a huge flower of translucent, milky glass. The flower's petals were shut into a bud, guarding the observation deck in its center from the storm. Every few seconds, bright gold sparks dashed through the enchanted glass. A dozen dark shapes circled the flower, surfing the wild air currents. My brain expected them to be birds, but birds had only one pair of wings, not two. The feeling of wrongness was overwhelming. Yep. The mage tower and the strange bird things were still there, too. I huddled against the wall. I couldn't touch the mage tower, but I knew it was real. For one, I had pictured it differently. In my head, it was a flawless pale needle, elegant and almost dainty. If this had been a hallucination, what I saw would have matched the vision in my head. But the reality was nothing like that. This tower jutted up, defiant, its walls worn but strong, as if it had grown from bedrock. And it felt old, like it had stood there for thousands of years and would stand just like that for another millennium, timeless and indifferent, while the city around it crumbled into dust, rebuilt and crumbled again. No, it was real. Like this endless rain, like the pain in my freezing bare feet, and like the gnawing ache in my stomach. In the distance, a bell tolled 4 times. 4 p.m. It wouldn't be too long now. To say that this was not the way I envisioned spending my Sunday would be a criminal understatement. Today would have been my one day off. I should have spent it watching Netflix, nibbling on a pizza and reading while lounging on my couch in my tiny apartment, in my soft sweatpants, warm and dry. Not wrapped in a dirty rag, shivering in a grimy alley while the sky dumped gallons of